The Pope's almost 300-page document on the family is nothing if not a reflection of the delicate balancing act he's engaged in as leader of the world's Catholics. He had to assure the doctrinal hardliners that the rules on how to be a good Catholic remain untouched. But what has changed is how he wants those rules applied, with more sensitivity to individual situations and cultural context. Vatican expert Robert Micken says that applies to divorced and remarried Catholics.
It can no longer simply be said that all those in irregular situation are living in a state of mortal sin. That's big.
Micken says the Pope is essentially saying that if there's too much focus on followers' supposed failings, the core message of the Catholic Church, love and mercy, get lost.
It's common sense. It's a recognition of the human nature that nobody is perfect. I mean, he says this a number of times in the document. It is in this kind of context that he says, who am I to judge?
The document extends no real welcome to LGBT members of the Catholic Church, and it hardly challenges its deeply patriarchal stance.
Really, what this document does is it highlights the deep gap between what the Catholic hierarchy and church policy is and how everyday Catholics live their lives.
Sarah Hutchinson Radcliffe is with the Washington-based Catholics for Choice. She says, for all the reforms, Pope Francis has one major blind spot: equal rights for women.
He, on the one hand, will uphold our specialness, but doesn't want our voices in the making of change in the church.
Voices that might have contributed to an even more embracing document. Megan Williams, CBC News, the Vatican.